Hey friends, how are you? This is Danny Morrell. And I'm coming to you the day after a pretty tragic day, pretty rough day for I think all of us here in the country. And I want to first apologize to those of you that are here in Empire Builders, which is our group where I come live to you every Monday and at least offer some sort of inspiration, some sort of insight into how to help you perform at a higher level. And I want to apologize because, well, we didn't do that yesterday. We didn't do that Monday morning, and we typically do that, and I committed to do that on Monday mornings at 8 a.m. Religiously, basically. And we didn't do that for a reason. We didn't do that because, quite frankly, guys, I know you may not know this, but when we go live, there's no, quite honest, planning behind it. There's no teleprompters telling me what to read. There's none of that, really. It's strictly my passion. It's blurred, it looks like. Is that a little better? Strictly my passion to be able to help all of you entrepreneurs to do better at your job of creating an incredible life for your families. Let me just clean that up real fast one more second. And so what I'm about to say, guys, I know that in today's day and age, it's really easy to politicize everything. It's really easy to get bent out of shape over everything. And to be quite honest with you, I just kind of want to let you know that I don't care. And I don't care because my job is not to be politically correct. My job is not to worry about people who get bent out of shape over everything. My job is to help entrepreneurs. It's to help them live a better life. It's to help them excel. It's to help them become what they intend to become and what they want to become someday, both from themselves as human beings and as business owners. And not just entrepreneurs, but there's a lot of you that follow us here on social media that are just great people that just want to do better, that just want to create more, that just want to live a better life, and most importantly, provide a better life for your family. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, really. I had a message planned for yesterday. I woke up at 4 a.m, ready to get my workout in, and like many of you, I saw all the videos and I saw what was going on, and I kind of just didn't feel like talking to you guys, quite honestly. And yet today is the day after, and today is a day that we need to kind of regroup and get our thoughts together, because no matter what happens, we've got a job to perform. And that job is to be the best men and women that we can be, not just for the plans that we have for our businesses, but really for those little kids or that spouse that you have back at your house that is counting on you to be a warrior for your family, regardless of circumstance and regardless of what is happening. I'm the first to let you know I'm a big softy. I really, really am. And so I know that a lot of people handle things differently out in the world. And I think that everybody has a right to handle it however they want to handle it. Yesterday really bugged me. It really bothered me. And I felt frozen as I posted. And I haven't felt like that in a while. I haven't felt like that since 9/11, really. Because for the most part, I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty tough mentally in the ability to just kind of keep going regardless of what's happening. But yesterday, seeing all those people and thinking about all those innocent lives really kind of froze me. And I got to give a shout out to all of the people who were there, who were supporting all of the, not only the first responders, but so fortunate some of these victims were to have off-duty firefighters and nurses and police officers there to support and to help. I want to give a shout out to my buddy James Christensen, who was there, who actually ran out and put two American flags in his pockets and ran back in with his fiance, who's a nurse who I've never met, but who was able to help people and able to get this little boy out of a porta potty as he was hiding. And you know, It's kind of interesting what's happening with our country right now, and I know that we're a very divided society right now, and I just want to say that it's kind of awesome to see us come together when it really counts, like many people did yesterday. So here we are, guys. It's the day after, and it's time for us to kind of get back to work, you know. It's kind of time for us to kind of put all those images aside for a little bit, as tough as that is, and focus on what we have to do. Because no matter what, the rent in the building here needs to get paid. The electricity is gonna, the bill's gonna come. We've got seven offices. We've got to pay all those rent bills and utilities. They don't stop, no matter how we feel internally. And so my brother this morning, which if you don't follow him, you need to follow him. He's an incredible human being. Anthony Morrell, go follow him on Instagram or on Facebook. My brother posted something that I thought I really needed. I felt like I kind of needed to share with all of you because he posted some of the values that not only we believe as a family, but that we believe as a company. And I thought I would share a couple of points with you to kind of help you be able to focus on what has to happen today in the midst of what is going on. And you can maybe use this video and you can use this podcast in the future whenever you feel like you're not all there, but the job still has to get done. And so the first thing that I'd recommend, number one, is watch what you eat. It sounds pretty basic, but really watch what you eat. After a day of watching, I'll admit I don't watch the news, but I couldn't help it. I wanted to find out what was going on, and I was kind of stuck there. And I don't watch the news because typically there's nothing but negativity on the news, you know? And yesterday I made the conscious choice to watch it regardless of what was being said because I genuinely wanted to see what was happening out there. After a day of all that, guess what starts happening? When you know these horrible images come into your mind, all of a sudden, and Lee, you're shaking your head, all of a sudden you kind of forget your commitments to your body. You kind of tend to forget your commitments to your physical fitness goals. You kind of tend to forget some of the things that you have committed to, basically, right? And you tend to kind of slip in that area, and you maybe could have woken up this morning and said, "You know what? Maybe I'll have something that isn't as healthy for me." And I just wanted to remind you guys that what you intake is very important, right? What the food that you put in your body either makes you feel really, really sluggish or makes you feel really, really energetic, right? So that's the first thing, and that's something that you can control. You can't really control what's going on in the outer world, but you can control whether you like it or not, whether you feel like it or not. You can control your intake, what goes into your body, right? And that's the first thing. Number two, and Anthony made this great point in this video he made earlier within our company. He said, you know, get a workout in. You know, get a workout in. Make sure, regardless, that you get up, even when it's difficult, get up and go out and exercise, sweat a little bit. There's something that happens when all of those endorphins are kicking in, and you just start feeling a lot better. And you know our beliefs, both at Intero and at Empire University. Our belief is to wake up early. Some people think that's crazy, but I know a lot of you guys join us in the 4:30 crew, where we wake up at 4:30 in the morning. Why? Well, because we're kind of beating the universe up. That's why we're the first ones up, and when you can kind of beat the sun and waking up, guess what? You kind of have a great start to your day. And I know for some of you it's difficult, and let me tell you why it's difficult. It's only difficult because of the story you have created about what it means to get up a little bit earlier. That's it. That's it. All it's going to take is a little bit of courage, a little bit of courage to realize that you'll be much better off, obviously, by waking up a little bit earlier on the days that you can. And last but not least, the third thing is focus on what you can do today. You know, focus on what you can accomplish today. I know I can maybe get on the phone and speak to 10 people today. And I can accomplish that, and I can control that outcome, and I can go ahead and make that my focus and my for today, right? Or I know that I can maybe communicate with 10 of my previous customers or 10 of my past clients. I know I can do that today. Or I know that I could launch an ad on Facebook and make sure that it's running properly. I know that I can do that today. These are all things that I know that I can do today, right? Or I know that I can get to the office at a predetermined time. I can do that today, right? I know that instead of taking a 2-hour lunch break because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm free to do whatever I want, I know I can maybe take a 30-minute lunch break instead so that I could focus a little bit more of my energies on the things that I need to accomplish today, right? I know that maybe instead of going home a little bit early today, maybe since I was off yesterday, I go home a little bit later today, right? And all I have to do is have a conversation with my spouse about that and let them know and let the family know that I'll be a little bit later because I need to make up for yesterday, right? These are all the things that you can focus on today, right? And the tough thing is that at times what we tend to focus on is the things that we can't control. We tend to focus on the things that are outside of our control. We tend to focus on the things that are happening over there and over there and over there that quite frankly have nothing to do with us, right? And even though yesterday had everything to do with us, and even though yesterday what happened was obviously horrible and hurt a lot of us at our core, I think specifically for those of us that are on the West Coast, where California and Vegas are just kind of so intertwined and so interconnected, I wanted to make sure that I came to you guys here in the Empire Builders Group and just gave you a couple of little tips to kind of help us all to ease our way back into production, ease our way back into what has to happen, ease our way back into building our empire, which ultimately is the best thing that we can do to lead a good example and to become productive citizens here in our incredible country. So that's it, guys. I hope that you found some value in this. I hope that you found at least one tip, one little thing that you can kind of sink your teeth into. I hope that if you already had a bad breakfast, maybe you can make it a good lunch and a good dinner, right? And if you do that, then you'll wake up even stronger tomorrow with more energy tomorrow. And if you didn't get that workout in, right, then maybe you get it in tomorrow morning and you start. And if you haven't picked up that phone, then maybe you can do that this afternoon. Those are all little things that we can control. And if we focus on the things that we can control instead of focusing on the things that are out of our control, we become better leaders, we become better entrepreneurs, we become better business people. I'll say it, people have a problem with it, we'll make a little bit more money, right? And guess what happens when you make more money is when people need you, you're able to respond and you're able to help when it counts and when it's needed most, all right? So take care, everybody. Post any questions, comments, concerns here in the group. For those of you guys on Instagram, I'm gonna answer some of your questions if you have anything. And for the podcast, thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.